Today, I want to talk about integrity. Now, I talk about integrity all the time. It's a core of my mantra. Be present, have integrity, align with love. And I realize that it's pretty critical to understand. There's only like 6-7 words in that. So having a word, actually all of the words in there we could spend some time focusing on, because a word like love could mean a million things to a million different people. And integrity is one I think that is important to understand what I'm talking about. Often I talk about getting more and more in alignment. So align with love is also a lot about the same thing of being in integrity, of being in alignment. But what am I talking about being in alignment? I just watched a wonderful video by T. Thorne Coyle, and she talks about integrity is like integrating the selves, integrating the parts of ourselves. And I think that's a good way to look at it. If you are acting in some parts of your life in a way that is not integrated, not in alignment with other parts of your life, then you're not in integrity. I think about, you know, people who go to church on Sunday and think loving thoughts about brotherhood, and then on Monday work in a place or treat their coworkers or treat people in a way that is clearly not brotherly and loving. That is being out of integrity. Your selves are not integrated. And so being in integrity is that path of trying to get all the selves in line so that as you act in any way, anybody watching you from afar can see, oh yeah. One of the real gifts I had when I was living in the webcam house was that by the fact that everything I did was public, I lost the ability to craft and edit what I showed to people. And so it became really clear when I was out of integrity. If I said something one time and then counteracted it elsewhere, that was clear. If I acted a certain way and said I was another way, people could see it clearly. Years ago, my brother said something that I thought was a really beautiful way to seek integrity in your choices and the way you act. He said, I try to make my decisions and actions as if my future child was sitting there watching me. And this came up when he was at a grocery store and got too much change, went out to his car, and then ended up coming back and, you know, returning the $2 that he was not his. And a lot of his friends were like, what? Free money? He's like, well, what if, you know, I want to live in this certain way? Now, what's wonderful is that due to some miracles having to do with bees and butterflies and birds, he now has children. And so he has actually been able to really walk the walk and try to live in a way that is a role model for his own children. And so he and his wife, Jen, it's been incredible to watch them. I mean, they're already people that I find to be in deep integrity, but as they, I think partially because they have this audience, doing more and more and more, getting themselves more and more and more in alignment. You know, now they have a vegetable garden so they can eat much of their own food. They have a compost pile. They also have a worm bed. They've got, you know, trying to do more and more things so they are doing the things that, you know, recycling, minimizing their footprint, making choices, eating locally, organic farm, anything they can to make that ideal self in alignment with the self that acts in the world. Way too often, people make this split. Oh, like the idea of going to church on Sunday and being our spiritual self or being our highest self for a set time and then going out into the real world where there's different rules is crazy. And a lot of faiths would be like, what? Religion isn't something that you do in a building. You know, your faith is the way that you act in the world. And much of Hug Nation, much of my path is a process of trying to recognize when I'm feeling out of alignment and then making choices. And it's, you know, it's sometimes it's better than others. You know, I look at some of the things that I purchase and have I investigated how those things are made? Have I made sure that there's, you know, no unfair labor practices that brought me This laptop? No, I'm living in a little bit of the luxury of not knowing. But as you learn, you start to make more and more choices, you know? I used to drink, the way I could get myself to drink water was by buying a crate of the little water bottles a week. I would just go through them like crazy. And then I learned about what that action was doing to the world and realized that's not an integrity for me. That's not the self that I want to be. I had a powerful experience of that when I was reading essays by Gandhi, and he was talking about vegetarianism. And I consider myself to be a personal vegetarian. I respect everyone's decisions, but my decision to become a vegetarian was based on that process of choice towards integrity, towards being in alignment. I was reading it, and he was talking about how there's nothing wrong with the natural cycles of carnivores. I mean, that's part of nature. It is nature. One of the gifts that a conscious being, a human being with the ability to choose and think these higher levels of thought, is that you can actually act in a way outside of nature. You can see someone weaker than you and not bash them and take their things. You can choose love. You can choose to reduce suffering. You can choose to make the actions that you do not be within the balance of nature, but be above that, to a divine place. And to him, the choice of vegetarianism, of causing as minimum suffering as possible to any being, was one of his ways of being in integrity. And as soon as I read it, I was like, the kind of person I see myself, the person I'd like to be, is one who also makes a choice not acceptable within the laws of nature, but is a higher standard. And I haven't eaten meat since. I recognize that I'm not totally in integrity because I still occasionally eat eggs and dairy products. I'd like to have no animal products. As in conversation last night with a dear friend, explaining to him why the only thing I buy at the store that is an animal product is a coffee creamer. Now, to be fair, there's very little milk in coffee creamer. It is mostly chemicals. But that's even worse. The chemicals and the animal products, this is not something that if I'm acting, the self that I see myself as my highest is not integrated with the self that enjoys that creamy, delicious, addictive goodness in my coffee every morning. So this morning I went and got some almond milk and I'm drinking some subpar coffee. But I feel an integrity as I drink it. And that's huge, actually. That process of weighing not into the hedonistic pleasure of the moment, but instead weighing, trying to be the highest self of yours. And that hopefully you can shift to a joy, in a different kind of joy than that fleshly pleasure of the delicious creamer. It's interesting because I want to talk about integrity this week. And after deciding that that was going to be the topic, two big media stories, I think, really demonstrated integrity in different ways, or the lack of integrity. One is the death of Aaron Schwartz. He was a wonderkind, brilliant kid who changed the internet. He helped co-found Reddit. He did all sorts of work for Creative Commons. He helped Lawrence Lessig, one of my heroes in terms of trying to change the world of politics with Root Strikers, and he had a charity called Demand Progress that he put tons of the money that he made into Reddit to try to do what's right. And one of the things that he felt that needed to be done was to free information. And so he took some public information and some journal articles, academic articles, and in questionable rule breaking, made these things public, which then the government decided to really pursue him as hard as possible. He was facing serious jail time, and crushed his spirit among a long-standing depression, and he hung himself. So if you have a chance to look up Aaron Swartz and the influence that he had and the life of integrity that he had. Now, the part that I've been struggling with, I mean, I talk about death often, and I don't think that death is not as sad a thing to me. What I think is sad is how a life of integrity is so often crushed by the status quo. If you look at the powerful people in history, the ones that you cannot buy off, who are not subdued or tempted by power or prestige or money, the Martin Luther King Jr.'s, the Gandhis, these people are powerful because integrity is their highest. They are making choices not to try to influence the outcome, not to try to get what's best for themselves, but just what is, how can I be in alignment with my highest self? And if you're the status quo, you have no way to manipulate that person. So you do whatever you can. Sometimes you outright execute them. Sometimes you beat them down and bully them so much that they feel defeated and kill themselves. Hopefully, as our world is growing and our whole culture gets more and more into integrity, we can support one another and recognize what a gift it is to everyone when you are vibrating in integrity. And then as people get beat down, we can lift one another up when it's needed. Another example of the last few days is Lance Armstrong. Hero, Tour de Force, Tour de France winner multiple times, has finally admitted to performance-enhancing drugs or doping or whatever the rule-breaking that he had been accused of for years, stripped of all sorts of awards, stripped of all sorts of money, and all sorts of conversations now about, you know, what a jerk he is or whatever, who cares, the end justifies the means, look at all the money he's raising, you know, or everyone else was doing it. Ugh. You want to know what the anti-integrity statement is? Everybody else was doing it. In order to win, if, you know, he had to do it, how can we blame him? You know, somebody else would have done it. Okay, well then clearly, you shouldn't win. If the only way to win is to cheat, that's not a victory. It's the same problem that plagues banking and corporations, is being out of alignment, making the decision, okay, we are going to get this contract, make this dollar, that's my business self, I'm going to win that. It's totally out of alignment with this, the self that is raising my child and seeing the future of my planet. If those are in alignment, victory might look different. So it's been frustrating to hear so many people apologize for Lance Armstrong. The other part that's tough about that is that becoming clean now is beautiful, and it's part of the healing, part of what has to happen. But it wasn't as if he was accused and then came clean. He did what so many politicians and athletes do. It's what our culture seems to think is acceptable, which is you say, when accused, you say, absolutely not, how dare you? Absolutely not, no way, I swear, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, I did not, I am not a crook, I did not use steroids. And then when it finally, they have a picture of you with your pants down and a thing in your vein, you're like, oh right, okay, yeah, you caught me. And somehow, that is so normal now, to deny until you absolutely can't. The time to come clean and still have integrity is when you're accused and say, you're right, I made a mistake. Admitting to a mistake when you're pinned against the wall and you've been proven you've made a mistake is not an honorable path, an honorable thing to do. And so I, you know, some people were giving me a little harshness today about going off on on Lance. And it's like, well, I can forgive him. I can forgive his actions and his lies. The thing that we need to establish was not okay. More than the lying, more than those temptations, was when he was accused by people, he aggressively attacked the people that were right. He sued people for libel. I was just saying that the London Sunday Times is asking for the $500,000 back that they had to pay him in a libel suit because he sued them for saying the truth. That is out of integrity. That is really the sin here, I think, is creating a world where we use the systems to make truth actually more difficult, more hidden. I'm a believer that any sort of wrongdoing that preys on our goodness and our heart should have an amplified punishment in the eyes of the law. For example, if you break into my house and I'm not here and you take $10, theft, bad punishment. If you come to me and say, oh my God, my baby is about to die, I need $10 or else, you know, and I go, oh my gosh, I want to help my fellow man. And then I give you $10 and you scam, you just used it for whatever, new pogs or whatever your vice is. To me, that is so much worse because now my reaction is to be more guarded and less trustworthy or trusting. And that is worse than a violent crime, to close our hearts, because it is that state of closed hearts that lets everybody and encourages people to live out of integrity. So, yeah, I forgive you, Lance. I'm not ready to just say, let's move on. Now, there's so many examples of this. I mean, I remember growing up, I used to subscribe to Muscle and Fitness magazine. I know. Really? Why would I need such a thing with a physique like this? And I remember page after page after page of guys with fake tans, which I don't fault anyone for, and massive muscles. And they're always holding like some supplement, you know, Joe Weider's protein mega shake or something. And, you know, I bought a lot of that stuff. Years later, realized every single one of those guys was using steroids. Fine, I don't care, but to use steroids and then tell me that this is what's got me this big and that you should buy this is such a twisting of goodness, of truth, of being in integrity. Arnold Schwarzenegger, while he was all in all sorts of big old drugs, was asked to be part of the Presidential Physical Fitness Council. Do you remember that? Like, we have such a low standard for integrity that I think just raising what we expect from one another, what we exalt, what we celebrate, we would have more people celebrated. Like, did you see the video this week? There was a guy that's passed around the internet they were doing a hidden camera of trying to help a Muslim guy fix his tire.
Dude, like, how much should I pay for this? This is like you.
Pay me? I accept love. I don't want no money from you, bro.
That guy, there happened to be, the one of the many times that he acted from integrity, there was a camera crew, and they were so shocked, they like came out of hiding, they're like, what, who, how did you, and he's just like, that's just the right thing to do. That guy is the guy that we should be passing around. That's the guy that we should be having on the side of buildings. Instead, we have Trumps. We have Honey Boo Boos and Kardashians. Now, before my high horse bucks me off, I need to establish that I am on my path of integrity at all times. And I am realigning and learning and getting bucked. And you know, there was a long time when I felt it was important for me to mention on Hug Nation when I was taking a medication for anxiety and depression. And I felt like if I didn't say so, then I was just as out of integrity as Armstrong or Arnold Schwarzenegger or anyone. And so it was important for me to say that. There's other things that I would love to be a little bit more frank about, but, you know, the war on drugs sometimes is fickle, and I would hate to commit any sort of admission of guilt that would affect my ability to stay out of prison. That being said, it's always a path of getting back in alignment. I have very recently had a smackdown from the universe for being out of alignment. I was so eager to get views for my TEDx talk. I was looking into ways to do promotions, and Piratey said, just let it be natural. Let the power of the talk, you know, get it go viral. And after a certain point, it wasn't really going viral. It was kind of slowed down. And so I saw a listing on one of those Fiverr.com of someone goes, hey, I will distribute your link to my network. You'll get, you know, 10,000 views and blah, 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 blah. Clearly, I should have known that a $5 investment was fishy. So they unleashed a hit bot on the video, which is what caused YouTube to say, nah, you're in violation, and took down my TEDx talk. Now, they recognized that it was not I wasn't trying to be too sneaky. It was just kind of a mistake. And so they let me put it back up, and it's up now with 1,000 views instead of the 40,000 it had before. But it was a really good example of being out of integrity and having instant karma. We don't always get instant karma. Sometimes it festers in there. Sometimes we got to be focused more on the joy of knowing that we are in alignment. And I think that if you've ever been in that place, if you've done the right thing, which clearly you have and you do, the more you do it, the more it feeds itself. It feels right. And you can break that powerful desire to try to affect the outcome and try to affect the future by manipulating it. Instead go, okay, no, what I need to do is be integrity. What I really need to do is be in alignment with my highest self. And if that results in me getting this job, awesome. But getting out of integrity, slandering, lying to get what I think I need and want is never going to lead to that place of satisfaction, that place of, at the end of the day, this is who I want to be. Hopefully, each of us, you know what, not hopefully, we have no choice. Each of us is doing the best we can with what we've got. We make the decision that makes the most sense to us. And as we learn, sometimes you learn things you're like, I wish I didn't know that. I wish I didn't read that by Gandhi. Now I can't have steak anymore. But we do the best we can. We learn, we grow, we get more in alignment. And here's the good thing. We think, because we've been taught that if we let go and don't manipulate and don't get grabbed for that thing we've been, that gold ring, that we'll lose or that. But what happens is when we instead go to alignment, we find ourselves in front of the things that we really need and want and really feed our soul. That striving never ends. Being integrity, you win in the moment that you are in integrity. The destination being the journey happens when you're in integrity. Be present. Have integrity. Align with love. Thank you for doing the best you can and holding me to do the best I can. Holding one another to that is a big part of love. Seeing one another as our highest selves, knowing what we're capable of, it lifts one another up. I love you. I know Your highest self is so vibrant, and every time you're in that, what a gift it is to the world. How it amplifies and lifts everyone. The more we can do that, the more we are in our purpose, the more we are divine. Let's have a hug. Grab yourself by the shoulders. Forgive ourselves for all the times we are out of alignment, out of integrity, doing the best we can, but confused, frightened, tripped up in judgment. Let's forgive ourselves for that and know that we have many selves that we're trying to get into alignment. One of those selves, our highest self, our divine self, our loving self. And the more we break off, sand away the shells of covering that part of ourselves, the more we can let that part of ourselves shine and lead, and the easier it becomes to become in alignment with that, because it becomes its own reward. It becomes its own feeling of satisfaction and selfish joy, simply acting from that place. We forgive others for getting tripped up. We try to see their highest selves, see them align with integrity, not judge them for not being in it, but activate the love inside them. So let's imagine that highest self in ourselves glowing vibrantly. Now zoom out and look at this planet. Billions of these bright integrity lights shining until the entire planet is lit up like another star. Let's take three breaths, pulsing with that light of divine love, of alignment and integrity. Inhale through the nose and out the mouth. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb, all the love warriors, and everyone stepping deeper and deeper into alignment, into integrity, thank you. Happy Hug Nation. I love you. Namaste. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to stay up to date. Love you.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.